you know, I think in the back of his mind, he's always just wanted to make sure that his family were all right and that, you know, they weren't hurting too much because of what he was going through. And for somebody who is seven, especially now, and the things that he said over the last few days, for a seven-year-old boy, are just absolutely remarkable. And, you know, it's just... I'm overwhelmed, actually, by how much it's captured sort of, you know, everybody's hearts, not just in Derby, but throughout the whole of the country. And I honestly think it's a testament to his personality and to the sort of little lad he is, because I'm absolutely convinced that, you know, many other children, you know, might have not got as far as Lewis. And, I think just because of his personality and just because of his spirit, you know, we are where we are, you know, 3 years, 8 months later. You know, that's how long it was since he first got diagnosed.
And you talk about that support, and certainly in the last 48 hours, an incredible amount of celebrities have been supporting Lewis. Was he aware of that?
Yes, he was, yeah. I actually went down and saw him yesterday, and, you know, we were talking to him about, you know, how many people had sort of sent their best wishes, and we know that Jamie Carragher actually rang the ward to speak to Perry, because he's a Liverpool fan. And we were just telling him that, you know, that he was a national treasure and a little hero, and everybody was behind him and everybody was thinking about him. So yes, he did. He was fully aware of the support that he'd got.
And what do you think his legacy is going to be?
Well, you know, we have the Lewis Mighty Fund, and, you know, we've sort of made him a promise that we'll make sure that, you know, other people and other families who are in a similar situation will be helped by, you know, the fund. And, you know, we've yet to really decide what our goal will be in terms of, you know, the Lewis Mighty Fund and what our vision will be as a charity.